Principles for Nursing Actions. If one understands the different mechanisms involved in temperature control, it is also easier to understand the guiding principles for various nursing actions that are initiated. In case of pyrexia, it is important to observe the general condition and state of consciousness of the patient, measuring the temperature, recording the pulse rate, respirations and blood pressure, assess the patient for cyanosis and/or pain. The first principle for nursing action when caring for a patient with a pyrexia is to, number one, increase the heat loss through conduction, radiation, evaporation, and convection, i.e. to reduce clothing and bedding, have a fan in the room, low humidity in the room, a room temperature of about 18 to 20 degrees Celsius is favourable to lose heat. Or, number two, reduce heat production by make sure that the patient is calm, can rest, sleep, and relieve physical and mental distress. Try to reduce disturbances. You have to, number three, maintain adequate fluids and nutritional intake. Suggest cold, nutritious drinks, small, easy, digestible meals. Ask for the patient's preferences. Record strict fluid balance. Observe skin condition and symptoms of dehydration. If indicated, provide oxygen therapy as prescribed. It is also important to, number four, prevent complications and avoid dehydration, pressure ulcers, other complications of bed rest, dehydrated mucosa, provide regular mouth care, and observe for signs of secondary infections. Finally, as a nurse, you need to provide clear explanations to the patients and relatives. Give good physical care and support with activities of daily living. Provide reassurance. Provide a nurse call bell. Nursing care during arrival. Number one, reduce heat loss optimally by supplying warmth through blankets, clothes, warm drinks, and maintain a good temperature in the room during the shivering episode of the rigor. Ensure the patient rests. Provide reassurance and information. When the rigor is over, the patient is treated using the same nursing actions as shown when caring for a patient with pyrexia. Following a rigor, the patient must be observed carefully. Body temperature is measured when shivering begins and after the shivering has subsided. When the cause of the rigor is unknown, blood cultures may be requested by a doctor to establish if any microorganisms caused the rigor. Febrile seizures. You must ensure that the patient's airway is maintained. The patient's safety must be maintained to prevent any accidental falls or other accidents during the seizures. The temperature measurement may be taken during and after the seizure. Since the event is often frightening, the nurse must provide good information and support for both children and parents. If the child has frequent febrile seizures, it is often recommended to give antipyretics at home when the child gets a high temperature. Hypothermia. Warmth should be provided to the patient by the same principles as for a rigor. One must be particularly careful to prevent hypothermia in neonates, children, and older people.